The discovery of a rare bird is changing life in Brinkley, Arkansas. That's a town several miles from the spot where scientists say they rediscovered the ivory-billed woodpecker. That's a bird that many thought was extinct. People in Brinkley, Arkansas are not just enthusiastic about this news. Many are in the grip of what can only be called ivory-billed fever. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
There's a hand-painted sign on Main Street in Brinkley that gets a lot of attention from visitors. It says, Woodpecker Haircut, $25. Inside, Penny Childs is wearing a smock embroidered with peckerwood Penny and a picture of an ivory-billed woodpecker. Childs, the owner of Penny's Hair Care, might just be the friendliest person in a town that's full of friendly people. She says hardly a day goes by when a motorist doesn't stop by to take a picture or a visitor comes in asking about the haircut she invented to honor the bird that put Brinkley on the map.
Well, it's got a little bit of white right in the front, and then it makes a crest, which kind of tilts back. It's not exactly like a mohawk, you know. It leans back because that's the way I see the ivory build. And that part's red. And then we do black and white on the sides that come around to a point in the back. So it copies the woodpecker.
So far, a child says she's given about 50 woodpecker haircuts, the most recent to a 70-year-old woman from Texas. All day long, Childs talks to people as she cuts hair. She says the woodpecker has been good for Brinkley.
I'd say 98% of the people are very happy.
There are new people in town and new businesses to cater to them, most recently a new washateria. Just down Main Street from Penny's is a gift shop, the Ivory Bill Nest. A 6-foot-tall cutout of an ivory-billed woodpecker is perched on the outside corner of the building. It's the work of painter Rita Clements. Clements used to make her living doing duck paintings, which she says sold well. But then the woodpecker came along, and she discovered birders.
This is an old rustic door that was actually going to be thrown away.
Clements has turned the old door into a piece of Arkansas art. It's a winter scene, a snow-covered tree with birds perched on every branch.
I kind of converted it into a screen and crackled it, made it look really, really nice, and I painted all the different Arkansas birds on it.
Right, and the bird at the top, I guess, is the ivory bill.
Oh, yeah, he's the ivory bill. He's the main one right at the top.
If there's a headquarters for bird watchers in Brinkley, it might be here at Jean's Barbecue. Inside, the cedar paneling gives it the look of a hunting lodge. But now, along with the pictures of wild turkeys, there's a big poster at one end of the hall of the ivory-billed woodpecker. And along with duck hunters and locals, Jean's now has a new clientele, bird watchers.
Now, I'm here with Jean DePriest. Had you ever heard of the ivory-billed woodpecker before last winter?
No, sir.
I noticed that you've actually got a sandwich on the menu now.
Oh, I have an ivory-billed burger and a salad and a dessert. But it's really helped. I've had one group from Jasper, Arkansas, Audubon Society, stayed in town 3 days. They spent over $3,000 at my place.
For a bird that's hardly ever been seen, the ivory-billed woodpecker has sure cut a wide swath through Brinkley. Up to now, the town, just 3,600 people, 70 miles east of Little Rock, has been mostly known as a place for rice farming and duck hunting. Arkansas's big woods, more than 500,000 acres of bottomland forest, have long been prized by hunters. And it was here, just a few miles from Brinkley, where naturalists rediscovered the woodpecker. Although there has still been only one fleeting image of the woodpecker captured on videotape, scientists have gathered audio evidence of the bird's calls and raps that they say confirm that at least one ivory-billed woodpecker, maybe more, is indeed alive and well in Arkansas. When Sandra Kemmer of Brinkley's Chamber of Commerce first heard the news, she worried, how would the small town handle thousands of visitors?
My concern was that, oh my, we have 400 beds in the motels here. And then one of my thoughts was, oh, will our infrastructure hold up to all of this? You know, what if they all turn their showers on at the same time or flush the toilets at the same time? You know, can we handle it all?
Although there's been a regular flow of visitors, so far the ivory bill has not brought the deluge that was anticipated. Many in Brinkley believe that will change if there are more confirmed sightings, and even better, a close-up, definitive photo of the bird. But Kemmer says among Brinkley residents, there's no doubt that the woodpecker is real. Many say they, too, have seen it.
You know, the UPS guy saw it and didn't have his camera phone with him, but he saw it. Well, there have been, I guess, three people that I know of that have seen it, you know. And one was an Arkansas Game and Fish person, too, you know.
There have been several confirmed expert sightings, but so far, no other photos. But it's not for lack of trying. Dozens of scientists and hundreds of volunteers have descended on Brinkley with a single goal, to get a good look and hopefully another picture of the legendary bird. Since last year, they've spent tens of thousands of hours on the search, using global positioning devices, automatic cameras, and audio recorders. Trudging through the leaves at the Dagmar Wildlife Management Area, Sam Stewart considers himself one of the luckiest birders in America. Stewart is a self-described bird bum from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, one of more than 100 volunteers who's spending a couple of weeks this winter in the woods near Brinkley looking for the elusive woodpecker. Stewart says he typically spends most of his day perched in a bird blind, digital camera at the ready.
I mean, there's very little open space in between you and the next bank of trees, so that bird is going to come by within a couple seconds and be gone. And so we have our cameras in hand all day long and hope to be right on top of it when it comes up. Last night I was actually up on the platform, the sun was going down, and out of the corner of my eyes I see this black and white thing streaking over top of the trees just as they're supposed to, and I got on it with the camera so quick my heart was pounding, and unfortunately it turned out to be a pileated woodpecker, and it is very exciting.
Stewart says all the birders he knows want to come to Brinkley and the big woods in hopes that they'll catch a glimpse of the ivory bill. The town of Brinkley is doing everything it can to capitalize on that excitement. A local hunting lodge is offering tours of the area where the bird was sighted, just $2,300 for a week in the woods. Brinkley's advertising and promotions director, Patsy Arnett, says the town has had no problem marketing a bird that most visitors will likely never see.
I don't know that they will be disappointed if they come and do not see the ivory billed. I mean, they're birders. They understand this. So, sure, we certainly hope there will be another sighting, and the sooner the better. But I believe they'll come no matter what because they believe that it's here.
Plans are underway in Brinkley for an ivory-billed woodpecker celebration next February aimed at serious bird watchers. With any luck, scientists and city officials are hoping that by then they may have more concrete evidence that the ivory bill is back. As one scientist said, "We have all the proof we need, but there's nothing wrong with an 8x10 glossy photo." Greg Allen, NPR News.